is a guy that you're all familiar with, came up with a brilliant idea. Mamish, a brilliant idea. He said, can you imagine if we can boot the computers 10 seconds quicker than it's booting right now? And he said to his team, he said, and we have, if we get 5 million users, 5 million people that buy the Macs, and we can boot in 10 seconds quicker. So he said, what is that? He says, we can save people 50 million seconds. 50 million seconds every single day. He says, over a year, listen to this, Mamish, a powerful speech. He says, over a year, if we develop this, if we can master this, if we can succeed, over 1 year, we can save dozens of what? Of lifetimes. Just by allowing a computer to boot 10 seconds quicker. Schmacka shtickel. Over here, you can save dozens of lifetimes. Wow. So Mike, Misa, you could be matzel oil and moly. You could save lives. You could mamish develop technology now that can save dozens of lives. It's a powerful speech. Convinced his team. And Murray Rabbi said they did it. They did it. I'd like to share with you a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us it's discussing the features of the hand. Gemara says my taima, when it's analyzing the etzba'oso shel adam, that's domus liyaseidos. Gemara is speaking about a specific feature about the fingers. So Gemara says, my taima ilim mishum dev chalkon. Gemara says, if that's the reason why the hands are split, the fingers are split in the hands, kol chad v'chad lemil sa'avida. No, the reason why the fingers are split is because each one has its own purpose. The Amar Mar, as Mar says, zuzeres zukmitza, zuzeres zukmitza, zu'ama, zu'etzba, zu'goydel. What does that mean? Rashi explains that each one of our five fingers have a specific tafkid. What's the tafkid? The zeres that you measure, the measurement of the choshen, the zeres of the choshen. The kmitza, which you use for the flower offering from that finger, right? The ama, which you measure in ama from this longest finger. The etzba that you use for azos hadam, for sprinkling of the karbonis. The goydel, it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Ksubis, if it's for the bohin yada of the metzora and for that avoida, or it's also in order to just smooth out the kmitza as well, that was what the kohen did and involved in the kmitza. So Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of Lakewood Yeshiva, he got up in a shmuz, and he says, this Gemara is a pella. He says, what? He says, what's the Gemara asking? The makeup of the hand? Why does the hand look like this? Rabbi say, if I would all ask you one day before we start a shmuz, just stop, why do you think the fingers are like this? The answer is, what's the alternative? What, you're going to have just like a mutated hand, like it's going to end in one piece? Everybody said, what are we going to do with that? Well, you can't function. There's so much that you do with your fingers. Yet, that's not what the Gemara presents to us. Listen to what Baron said. Baron said the Gemara is fascinating. If I would have asked you in the Gemara, or if I would have asked you personally, why do you have split fingers on your hands? The answer is because that's the only way I can actually function. I can be productive. I can be effective. That's the reason why I have split fingers. What's pshat in this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Before I tell you the shtickle of Rabbi Aaron, I think that this is very noigeya to our parsha. But the idea that I want to focus on from our parsha really stems from the end of last week's parsha, where the main character of our parsha, Parshas Noach, is introduced and he's given his name. Vayikra Shmoy Noach, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chavtes, and he was called Noach, Lemor, Zeyimach Ameini, Mimaaseinu, Umeitzvan Yodeinu, Min Adoma Asher Era Hashem. There was land that was cursed. There was a world that was being directed in the wrong way. And then somebody came about, somebody was created, and he was what? The Nechome. The Nechome of all the people that we created that were going in the wrong direction. Zeyinach Ameinu Mimaaseinu. What does that mean, Zeyinach Ameinu Mimaaseinu? Literally. This will be the one who comforts us, Mima'aseinu, from our actions, Umeitzvan Yodeinu, and from our depressing hands. Literally translated as. My Rev Rabbi Yisai, listen to the Perish Harosh Ala Torah on this Pasuk. Zeyinach Ameinu Mima'aseinu. Kabbalah Haisa Biyodo. It was accepted. Shaloi tifsei kaklolo, that the curse of the land will not cease to exist, will not end. Ad sheyulad adamol v'noyach nolad mol, amr zene yachmen. Nimtze b'shem Rabbi Yehuda hachosit. Shekoidem shenoylad noyach. Lo hoyo lahem pisuk etzbaotz. When man was created, there were no fingers. There was just an arm without separate fingers. Bahayu, listen to what hands. What happened, Rabbi Yisai? And because there were no fingers, everyone listening? Hayu chorshim biyadehem. Simamela, they weren't able to use a plow. They weren't able to make these tools. They weren't able to use these new devices. Mamela, they did what? They had one option. If you want to plant, if you want to cultivate, if you want to grow, you got to do what? You got to get your hands dirty as opposed to your fingers dirty, because your fingers didn't exist. You got to do it, be your own Maisi Adayim. V'noyach noilat. Then there was a new guy in town. There was a new boy who was born, Noyach noilat. As the Pasuk says, why is his name Noyach? Zeyinach Ameinu, he will comfort us. Mi ma'aseinu, from our actions, umi itzvon yodeinu. Not just generically, because he's going to redirect, he's going to show a new direction in the Mahalach HaChayim. Literally, he's going to bring a new technology, a new device, a clay machresha. Why is he going to be the one to introduce the clay machresha, the plow? Why is he going to introduce an industrial revolution, Rabbi Yisai? Because he can. Because he was the first one that was born with a new type of yadenu, with pisuk etzbos, with new fingers. B'noyach noilad b'chiluk etzbos, b'lo ha'yaboy koyach lachrosh b'yadav. Mele, he couldn't plow with his hands. He was forced to use new things. V'zesha omer chazal, and he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, Machreshos taken lahem. That's how Chazal knew, where Rashi says that Noach was the one who developed a clay machresha. Not just he had an idea, Rabbi Say. It was hashkoch. That he now was formed, and now we have fingers because of Noach was brought on to the scene. Shmak. Unbelievable. So what happened? This should have redirected the history. This should have been the new Nechama, and this should have been the biggest change to what developed. And everybody say, what's the next scene? What happens next, Rabbi Yisai? Is it a Nechama? Zayin achameinu m'maseinu? Zayin achameinu m'yitzvan yadeinu? What happened? Rabbi Yisai, let's just finish. The rush is over. I'm asking you. What happened next? You don't have to be a Gadol B'Torah to answer this question, Rabbi Yisai. What's Parshas Noach about? It's about a marble. I don't understand. What happened? Kadosh Baruch Hu changed man. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man to have fingers, to now be super talented, and to now use his fingers for all these new devices. And that was going to be, according to the Torah, in the end of Parshas Bereishis, the Nechama Memais Yadenu Mi'itzvun Yadenu. And somebody's not filling in the blanks. And suddenly I hit, boom. Chomos, Arayis, Gzela, Reticha. Whoa! What happened? That wasn't the plan. You can fill in the blanks here. Steve Jobs also had the right plan. He was 100% right. This is unbelievable. We could save lives, everybody say. But we have to be very careful. Because we could also destroy lives. The same exact etzbaos and fingers that now have the ability to bring bracha, to change the world, to be mekariv us to avodas Hashem, the ability to bring a marble and the destruction to the world. The Industrial Revolution, every advancement in every stage, Rabbi Sai, is a two-edged sword. And there is no door that sees it more than us, Rabbi Sai. I love technology. Chiddush, I do. I have to love technology. Because it's otherwise I'm arguing with the Rosh Hashanah Torah. This is Meyerdik. The Industrial Revolution is Gevaldik. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you Siyata Dishmaya, and I'm going to give you an ability not to spend all that time actually physically plowing the world, but to actually have a new device. I'm going to change the way I created your existence, your fingers, and I'm going to allow you to what? To use your fingers for what they were created for. Which is what Rabbi Aaron is telling us, Pshat and Gemara Ksubis. Rabbi Aaron says, no, the Gemara Ksubis is telling us, so yesoid is tikazach. Such a yesoid. He says, we all look at the world and we're like, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? Why? So he said, it's poshut. Because I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to touch this, and I have to, Abadda, fingers have to be, it has to be like that. But once we're learning the Rosh, and we're learning Parshas Bereishis into Noach, and we understand it didn't have to be like that. And there was Taka, a Tafkid, and a Siba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world like this, and the fingers like this. So then Memela Zokt Rabaran, it's really... it's only the tafkid of the Torah. It's only because of Avodas Hashem that fingers were created like this. And if I can't find a tafkid for a zeretz, for a kvitza, for a boyan, for for all of these fingers, for an etzba, if I can't find a din in the Torah that it has a connection towards, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom would not have created fingers. And he didn't, to be meisiv onto the Gemara. He taka didn't. He only developed it later. Rabbi Aaron says that's everything in the world. We miss everything. We look at the world, oh, there's the world, and then also I have to wake up for Shachar, I also have to be Oved Hashem. Says Rabbi Aaron, no, that's not what the Gemara is telling you. Rabbi Aaron's telling you, the Gemara says the reason why the world gets sustenance, the Gemara says, is so Rabbi Hanina has food. That's the reason why thing exists. Rabbi Aaron says everything is connected to mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. The reason you have money is in order so that the world should have money, in order so that there should be a scarves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every element of creation is really in that format, in the format of this Gemara. Were it not for the aspects of avodas Hashem, Dr. Baron, that's what you see clear in a Gemara in Ksubas and A. Because otherwise, if I have a different perspective to the world, then I don't understand this Gemara. So you're right, you could ignore the Gemara. Aber Chazal didn't have that perspective. If the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created five fingers, there must be a tafkid in Shamayim and for Avodas Hashem, legabe those five fingers. And then what? I could use those five fingers for other things because ultimately you'll get back to that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true with money. That's true with Oinig Shabbos, says Rabbi Aaron. That's true with every single element of our lives, Rabbi Aaron says. And it all stems from this Gemara about Pisuk Etzbos. So what happened? The Dor HaMabul did not realize that. The Dor HaMabul took this new creation of Pisuk Etzbos, of fingers. You know what they started doing? Started twiddling their thumbs. Which is what, Rabbi say? When someone says you're twiddling your thumbs, Rabbi say? What does that mean, Rabbi say? Doing absolutely nothing. Started wasting time. Ooh, I got all this time. Rabbi say, so many people, I wanna get out early for my job, but I have to make sure that I have a good time. For what? What do you need all this time for? Do you hold like the Tshuva Sarashva? When your grandchildren are talking to you in Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and they go through all the creations and the land and the earth and the sun and the moon and all that, and the fish and the sea, and is there another creation that the Tshuva HaRashba told us that we all ignore? It's the creation of time. God created Zman. That's why Hashem said that Noach had the ability to create a Nechama and to reverse the whole trajectory of the history of the world and to avoid a destruction and a calamity. That's what HaKadosh Baruch was trying to do. Create a machresha. Use the new device. Get the new technology. But don't let it take over your whole life. Don't let it define who you are. Don't waste away with your life because you have this extra time. Recognize that the Siba is, ultimately, so that it can connect back to Avodas Hashem. So you can have an opportunity to understand what life is all about. So you can connect the fingers, what? To the Bayrei Olam. But if what? You're just going to look at it like, oh, I have the plow now. Now what? This. Just twiddling. Just play. I don't know what to do with all my time. So the Rambam tells us in Isuri Bia, in the end of Hilchos Yichud, Rambam says if a person's bored, so then guess what? Automatically, says the Rambam, it's going to be Gilui Arayos. That's what's going to happen. You're not busy, you're twiddling your thumbs, says Dr. Rambam. You're not using your fingers correctly, Rabbi Yisai. So the Rambam, so Anaha, it's beautiful. HaKadosh Baruch creates technological advancements. Great, Givaldik, now what? I don't hold, I never went through Sheshes Mei Bereishis with talking about the creation of time. That's the most important creation for each and every one of us, Dr. Tshuva HaRashba, Rabbi Yisai, that we got to maximize, that we got to focus on, that we got to use, we got to utilize. Rabbi Yisai, we don't even recognize it. We just think, Steve Jobs, Givaldik, he saved lives. Now what? Saved lives for what? That was the problem. Now he's starting to regret.
Rabbi say they're mamish, they're putting in new implementations because they're realizing people are becoming addicted. You know that there are whole hotels that are now giving discounts where people, not me, Rabbi says, there's nothing to do with Shir, there's nothing to do with Seder. Hotels. I forget exactly which one I saw. The Wyndham somewhere. They're giving a 5% discount if you put away your phone while you stay. Why? It's a geshmak asar. They're 100% right. They're brilliant. Because they realize that people are just staying on their phones. They're staying in their own reality. They're twiddling. Their mom is staying in where they were in their workforce and in their regular lives. They're not vacationing. So you know what? They're not even enjoying the hotel. Their mom is not even enjoying the hotel. So this is bad business for us. If it's with the devices, then we're not actually going to make any money. Myridik, they're brilliant. Someone has alums that should come there. It's geschmack. Give the discount. I would even go more than 5%. And it's working. But I say all these Facebook, they're all noticing it. This is real problems. People are becoming sick because of our devices. We are going to be what? The people that bring a mobble to the world, and they're getting scared. They're getting scared. These people that mamish had the ability, like Steve Jobs, originally he had a great kavana. Mamish, we can save lives. But now we're realizing, wow, there's a double-edged sword. We could also destroy lives. And there are lives that are getting destroyed. Because people are what? Are not using that extra time with their fingers for what the fingers were created for. They make the machresha, the device, the end. That is the tachlis. And the memela, we can't get off it. Rabbi Sai. Is there pisuk etzbos? What are etzbos doing bisman hazeh, Rabbi Yisai? You guys do it better than me, Rabbi Yisai. Some of you are givaldik, Rabbi Yisai. What? This is it. This is what our kids, when they're born into society, this is what they see. A trick like this, okay, and a trick like that, and one-handed, and two-handed. It's all it is. And that's chayim. That's life. And every time we talk about it, you ignore it. But if one realizes and learns a Gemara and Ksubis and learns a Rosh Hashanah Torah and recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us with fingers, and one understands that mamish, it's all in the fingers, b'sman hazeh. 10 years ago it was here, and we were mamish focused on there and not looking anywhere else, and now it's a different zach in the fingers. Now you can do it with one hand, you don't need two. It's not funny. It's scary. There's no nechama anymore. There's no control. We took those fingers and we abused it. We missed the whole Yisoid and Rabarin. We don't understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that led to what? The next parsha, the Mabul. Rabbi says it's not only this parsha. The Pirkei de Reb Elazar says the exact same thing with the next door that had destruction. What was the next door that had destruction? The door aflaga. Zok der pirkei der ablozer in perikach chav dalet, Rabbi Yisai. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai. Pirkei der ablozer in perikach dalet says they got so carried away with their new device. What was their new device? A cement truck. A what? How did they make a tower? So says the pirkei der ablozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that what? Now they're going to be able to create bricks. Ah, gewaldig. We don't actually have to put the stones in there. We can actually make cheres. We can actually make all these new materials. We can actually form them and put grip bricks there. Rabbi Yisai, listen to what the Pirkei de Reb Elazar said. Chaval, I wanted to print it. I forgot to send it to Aryeh. I wanted you guys to see this. Rabbi Yisai, take my word for it. Pirkei de Reb Elazar, Perek Chav Dalet. I believe so. I'll check it up afterwards. Says the Pirkei de Reb Elazar, they got so carried away with this new device. It filled up their life. They were obsessed with this device. Rabbi say, listen. There were people on the tower that while they were on the tower, they weren't attached very well. And sometimes, Rabbi say, what happens when you're on that construction site and you're high up there on that tower and the rope's not tight, Rabbi say, sometimes they drop. And sometimes they die. Rabbi Yisai, Pirkei de Reb Elazar said, after this device was created, people fell off the towers. They didn't even turn to look. But when a brick that they newly created fell down, they tore kriya. That was what happened. The whole world flipped on its head.
They were depressed over the brick, and they didn't even pay attention to a human being. That's what happened to technology in the Dor HaFlog. An obsession, an addiction that took over and overcame humanity. Avraham Avinu, says the Pirkei Dor HaBlazer, showed up. It's a Pella, this Pirkei Dor HaBlazer. Started giving them Musar. Rabbi Yisai, I guarantee you after this, you're not going to say Halal ever again the same way. Avraham Avinu started giving Musar, says the Pirkei Dor HaBlazer. What in the world is going on? What's with this world? You're sitting Kriya on the Pantera in Kriya on this, you're sitting Shiva on that. What's going on? They ignored Avraham Avinu, thought he was off his rocker, out of his mind. Alze Omer HaKosev, Even Mosu HaBoinim. Avraham Avinu was trying to teach them what the real Avonim are, where they're really supposed to go, what's the right, and what happened? How did they respond? Mosu HaBoinim. They were disgusted, the builders. They were totally ignored him. Even Mosu HaBoinim. Even Mosu HaBoinim. We're focused on our tower, and that's the only thing that exists in the world. Azot, that's the Pirkei Dor HaBlazer. The boy said we were all created with fingers. But the fingers were for a tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zman, and he creates advancement of technology, and we should all buy these devices. We should not ignore them, Rabbi Yisai. Because I know we're all going to buy them, Rabbi Yisai. But we have to know how to use them. And we have to know how not to abuse them. Rabbi Yisai, if it's mamish taking over our lives, then what? We are bringing a mabul into our generation. The mabul is here. We need to take control. We need to recognize that ultimately the reason why there's etzbos was not only for the machresha. The machresha was just a catalyst in order to get to what? To get to a zeres, to get to a zaboyen, to get to avodas Hashem through the fingers. That's the tachlis. But we make this mistake. We think that this is tofel. We read a Gemara Ksubis, we don't get the shakla v'tar. We don't understand why the Gemara is asking Akasha. Why are our etzbos mechuluk? And it's only tying in because of these weird reasons of these five different functions of a finger in the Beis HaMikdash or in Avodas Hashem. And we don't understand the shakla v'tar. And we don't understand the world, the purpose of creation, the purpose of the world. So, Tabaran, you missed it. And if you're going in this direction, Rabbi Yisai, I'm being maisif, then you're going to go in the direction of the Mabul. Because they missed it then too. Because there was a chance. There was a chance to reverse everything. There was a chance to bring Mashiach. There was a chance to bring a Nechama. Zeh yinachameinu mima'aseinu. Umi'itz bin yadeinu. We can reverse hands. We can get time. We can be mashpia on ourselves. We can be involved in the Beis Medrash. And actually redirect our lives. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates these advancements. Only for that reason. And if you can't take control of that, so don't get it. Don't get involved. Because you're going to bring your life to be a mabul. And one day you will recognize it. And you'll be sitting in that room with that therapist or with that rav, and you're going to be saying, how did this happen? And the answer is what? Parshas Noach. It happened then and it can happen now. Does time have value? Is time the most precious thing in your lives? Yes. Use it. Don't lose it. Don't abuse it. Rabbi Bechai writes that it's not just the fingers. Rabbi Bechai writes that specifically the fingers, the five fingers, Dr. Rabbeinu Bechai and Vayikra connect to each one of the five what? Five senses. Dr. Rabbeinu Bechai, if you think about the fingers, the pisuk etzbos, they each connect to one sense more than the other. If I have some schmutz on my lip, everybody say, let's be honest over here, if I have some schmutz on my lips, my knee-jerk reaction is to what? Clean it off like that. If I have something in my ear, right? How am I going to clean out the ear, the oznayim? right? I have something in my nose, right? Touch, right? This is the way you talk about money, right? Touch. This is the etzba of touch, right? And the enayim, Dr. Rabbeinu Bechai, is that one. Each one of the five senses are connected to the piece of Ketzbos. I heard from Rabbi Avram Shor Shlita that he thought that pshat in the Gemara in Brochus, that Rav covers his eyes when he says Shema Yisrael. And once I heard this, I changed the way I cover my eyes every Kriyat Shema. Be'emes. Be'emes. If you look, if you look carefully, this is why when I heard this, I started doing this. Based on the Rabbi Avram Chaya, he thinks not to cover like this. He thinks to cover like this. To take every single one of the five senses and to be meshabed it to Avinu Shel HaShemayim. To recognize that the Pisuk Etzbos, which ultimately don't only represent the five fingers, but represent that our entire existence, our entire interaction with the world, our entire five senses are supposed to be meshubed to the Bayri Olam, to Avinu B'Shamayim. And that's what Rav was doing. He was taking those five senses, not only uttering that I'm being mekabel you as my king and the most important entity in this world, but I am now being meshabed physically through Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. And then, Rabbi Avram Shor said something incredible. I thank Rav Moshe Tzvi who reminded me of this. I was telling him over this Rabbeinu Bechaya that I heard from. He also heard this from Rabbi Avram Shor. But then he said that Rabbi Avram Shor had a Hoysafa. Rabbi Avram Shor had a Hoysafa. And I didn't remember this. It could be I didn't even hear it. Mamash just now, as we were walking into Yeshiva, he said the Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is the same exact gematria of Zeres, Kmitza, Bohen, Etzba, and what? Which one am I missing? Goydo. Zeres, Kmitza, Ama, Etzba, Goydo. That's the gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's understanding why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the hand the way it was created. Rabbi Yisai, I don't think it's coincidence that a person who wastes his life is called someone who twiddles his fingers. I think the word is, you're missing Shakla Vitari in a Gemara Supas. You're missing Pshat in why Rav covered his eyes. You're missing the Rabbeinu Bechai. You're missing understanding why there's so much advancement every year. It's an opportunity, but it also could be the source of destruction. So many different advances. It's not only technology, everybody say, within technology. You have Google, you have Amazon, you don't even have to go to the stores anymore, right? You don't even have to send a letter and buy a stamp anymore. Everything's by email. Why is the Rabbeinu Shalom doing this? There has to be a reason. There is a reason. It's so you can have a kmitza. It's so you can have an avodas adam, an etzba that's zoyrik the dam. It's so you can have that ability and be more efficient and be more productive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to help you and create the plows of your life. And what do we do, Rabbi Yisai? What happens? Why isn't the gula here? Because we just twiddle. We just play. We ignore it. We bring out marbles. Let's make this year different. Let's make this year different. Let's save lives, like Steve Jobs said. Let's save the lives. Save our own lives. Save our own lives. And not be sitting shiva over bricks that fall from a Migdal Bavel. Rabbi said, this is so important. Understanding how man developed, how the creation of the hand developed, what the reason Kadosh Baruch Hu created us to look like this is. how valuable time is, Rabbi Yisai. Time will never come back. You know, I just had a birthday. You know, I'm never going to get that year back. I'm just 1 year closer. Let's just be honest. And then you start thinking like, and what? What did I accomplish? Am I really where I wanted to be? I wanted to know Shas backwards and forwards by this age. And I don't. And it hurts me. And I'm not. And I want to push myself more. And like when it comes to a cheshbon about sleeping late, you know, I start thinking for a second, but I'm never going to get that opportunity again. That day is gone forever. It's precious. It's such a gift. It has such value. It's not only time value that you learn in Belfer Hall, everybody say. It's the value of time. It's priceless. Meiritik. Maybe I'll have a different cheshbon of how I'm going to approach my life. Of how I'm going to approach how many starim I have, or how I approach the Seder that I have. Or, like some of you were asking about Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. I'm going to put one of those Artsur Chumash Rashis in my small pocket. Baruch Hashem, who created that? Gevaldig, Rabbi Yisai. Who created those small Chumashim? You know who created that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same idea when he created technology. You know why? Because he did it for the same reason. He did it so you can be at a bus stop. He did it so you can be, when you're waiting 5 minutes for a class, you're in early, you can just take it out and boom, unbelievable. I can't believe this. I actually finished Shnayim Mikra. You know why? Because I actually valued my time. Because I actually split an aliyah a day. I did a little bit every day. And then nachat pasuk, and I actually accomplished it. And I was able to do things that I would never thought before. Because I actually valued time. Boys, I heard this from a motivational speaker, not a Jew. I heard it and I was so connected to it. I have only just a minute. Only 60 seconds. And it's forced upon me, can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give an account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. That's Meiritik. I don't know who this guy is, but that's godless. That's our parsha. That's making sure that a mabul doesn't happen. That's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand why you created me this way. I understand what my tafkid is, and I'm not going to abuse time anymore. I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm not just going to float in my life from one situation to the next situation. I'm going to approach every day, every second of every day, as a matana, as a gift, as time has such value. Mayrav Rabbi Yisai, let's start now. Let's create a nechama from the ma'asehem of people that haven't done this up until now. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a gift to now recognize that there's another part of the Bria that is probably the most important part of the Bria that we often gloss over and we don't focus on. And that's the Tshuvas HaRashpa's part of the Bria. The Bria of Zman. Kodesh Baruch Hu in Zman is trying to give us as much Zman as possible. That's why these things were created. So the next time you get involved in a device, use it. And if it helps you, gevaldik. But don't let it take it over. Don't let it define you. Don't let it be the reason why you're not going to connect back to this Gemara and Ksubis. Because otherwise, Nebuch, I don't want my fingers to get chopped off. That's scary. And if I twiddle my thumbs, then HaKadosh Baruch is going to say, so why did I give it to you? So what was the reason? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the ability, guys, you have the ability to bring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach, to bring Mashiach, to put the world in the way it was created, what its purpose was. Bring it back to the purpose of the world, why everything was created, why Reb Chanina got food, why is this like this? Because I take my fingers and I meshabed it when I say Kriyat Shema, like the Rabbeinu B'chai says. Zemir Tzeh Hashem, we will take in this world of advancement, of the most advanced stage in the history of the world, we'll understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us. And Emir Tzashem, we will be bring and we'll be zeiche to the Geula, and we will be involved in the Geula, and we will be at front row seats at the Geula. We will be the people.
Wait, hey, where's Moshe? Hey, where's Jack? You come here, sit front rows. You guys brought Mashiach. You're sitting right here, front row. You're at the dais at Tzim Hashas. You guys are going to be at the dais at Mashiach because you're the reason he's here. You guys get VIP. You got to greet Mashiach. Shalom Aleichem. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. How are you, Danny? You're the one who brought me here. Shkoyach. I really appreciate it. I owe you one. I owe you one. Mashiach's going to say to you. Do you want him to say that to you? Or do you want that guy to be in the back row, like not even able to get in, twiddling their thumbs? Or flipping their thumbs. You decide, Rabbi Sam.